I couldn't even remember what day it was. And that's how bad it was.
We got time. We got flexibility.
Okay. I think it's only like 7 minutes technically, but we'll just open it up. Anybody before lunch, you have questions? I realize this kind of stuff can be a can of worms, but we're going to love each other and we're going to ask for wisdom. Go ahead. Oh, okay. Good enough. Okay, this guy over here has a question.
I really appreciate the Stalin versus Hitler metaphor. I was wanting maybe a little clarity on the voting thing. So I've been really blessed this past year working for a godly county supervisor in Pinal County. We have slowed down socialism. Only county in Arizona, I would guess the U.S., who denied the vaccine equity coordinator grant, $6.2 million to send people around for vaccine equity coordinator. We lost that recently, but we kept it off for 3 months. My county supervisor, the chaplain, was gone. They asked him to pray, and his prayer was so Christ-centered that the Satanic Temple is after us now. And we have 5 county supervisors standing against the Satanic Temple to keep prayer in our public meetings.
Wow.
And one thing I would say, he won by 413 votes.
Yes.
You know, and so there is some value. You know, if this church was full, we could have just swung the election by encouraging people not to vote at all. So choose that wisely, too, I would say.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to clarify that, too. I know
the
hyperbole, there's a lot of value in that, and I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, vote for good people. But if it's Hitler or Stalin, don't bother. That's it. Yeah, if you happen to have a godly candidate, go for it. Now, sometimes we don't know for sure if they fear God. We think they might. Now, I'll just bring it out. I did not vote for Trump in the first election. I voted for Trump in the second election. And here's why. It was sort of a risk because I did this trend. I watched the trend, and it seemed to me that his fear of God was on the increase over 4 years. He wasn't as proud. It seemed like he was humbling himself. He had a couple of references to God, and, you know, he's always off script. So I really didn't get the sense he was on script when there was some references to reverencing God in his language. And so I was increasingly impressed with some of his language as we approached the second election, because that's my metric. My metric is, do they fear God? It's just a very basic thing from Exodus 18:21. That's what I go with. I believe we need to have a basic standard. He doesn't have to be regenerated, converted, member of a church, etc., as much as the basic stuff is the man fears God. Now, hates covetousness, etc., is important as well, but I always use that as a standard. Now, you know, I certainly don't trust in Trump. I just don't trust in Trump, but that's my standard. And I'd actually wind up not voting for a fair number of Republicans. So that's my policy. But yeah, if you have an opportunity to vote, absolutely vote. But if you have a choice, again, this is a little bit of the hypothetical, heretical. I mean, if you have the choice between two things, you can only do one of two things: write a $300 check or vote. Your $300 check is more powerful if you just want sheer influence in an election. That's what I'm saying. But most of us have $300 and we have an extra hour to go vote. That's not a big deal. And do that every 2 years? That seems to me a duty that all of us should follow through on. Don't you all think so? I mean, it's not much. We're not calling everybody to run for office. We're just simply saying, I'm sorry, brother, I'm using up all the time. You need to get on it. But we're just simply saying, acknowledge Jesus as King of Kings over the civil magistrate every 2 years. That's all I'm saying. And a $300 check and 1 hour voting does not seem to be a big sacrifice to acknowledge the sovereignty of Christ over the civil magistrate. That's it. Okay, let's go. Other questions. You're afraid to ask the question because you know I'm going to go another 10 minutes. So I get it. But if anybody has a question, we're actually going to do another Q&A at the very end anyway. But is there anything that you're like, oh, I got to ask this question. Kevin Swanson's way off and I got to clarify this. No? It was perfect? I like your monkey coffee too. Okay, let's do lunch. Let's do lunch. Let's come back and do some more later. Can we do that, Jason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
So if you have a question that you'd like to submit to the panel for the panel discussion, please put it in the box back there. I don't know that there's any questions there yet. So there's a box back there. Make sure you put your question, write it out legibly, and put it in that box. As we do come to the end, I want to also announce we are going to be collecting name tags, the name badges, for next year's conference. So we want you all to know that there is going to be a next year's conference around this time next year. We got some great speakers lined up, and so it's going to be a great time. So we want to encourage you to just hand these in so we can reuse them. Other than that, great being with you this morning, great content. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for such a time as this, that we have been sent here to walk out your will on earth, to declare your glory over all. And we need you, and we thank you for the opportunities we have to worship you, to glorify your great name in the place that you've sent us. We thank you for giving us our daily bread. Thank you for the food, the sustenance, the fellowship. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.